Cliff, Craig put up the question of how this is actually utilized in practice and how useful it is. Just to let you know, our Patterns of Care survey a year ago showed 80% of researchers and 35% of oncologists in practice had ordered the test. The most recent survey that we did the last month, it's up to 95% of researchers and 50% of oncs in practice have utilized it. Researchers, an average of 14 patients. Oncologists in practice, an average of 10 patients. So, Cliff, clearly it's not a test that's being utilized in every patient. Where do you see this being most useful clinically?
Well, I have a long answer, I think, to that. First of all, I think that on one level, all the data we see does suggest that for the hundreds and hundreds of pathologists and pathology labs around the country, the alternative of a well-controlled, quantified pathology exam offers something of potential value. And I'm not impugning the reputation of any of the pathologists, but there is something nice about having a single call for some of these important variables. And I think that's something to think about in the longer term. We've seen in multiple settings, both HER2 and ER in the last decades, that inconsistent testing really can lead to improper management with some dire implications in some cases. So that's one potential. The test is not there yet on any level, but that's something that I think they point in the direction of. In terms of practical matters, I see the test right now as a way of confirming a hunch and occasionally surprising you. What I mean is, I see it as the way to essentially convince somebody who's on the fence about chemotherapy that they really should get it. So the borderline case where we're not sure and you get a high recurrence score, I think that provides a very valuable service. I have a little more reservation at the moment about using the test to withhold chemotherapy, and it really boils down to some of the points that Peter highlighted. A low recurrence score does not, with those confidence intervals, exclude the possibility of a benefit. So I think we're left right now still discussing with the patient the values that they bring to the table. Some patients are simply uninterested in chemotherapy, and no recurrence score will convince them. And conversely, there are a fair number of patients, at least in our practice, who, if we don't offer them chemotherapy, they're going across the street to get it, and a low recurrence score is of no particular value to them.